Today's shiur is Masechet Menachos on Daf Tzadik Gimel. We will begin on Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Beis, 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud, near the end of the line where the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Kol Korbanis Hayochet Teunin Smicha, Chutz Mibchor Umaiser UPesach. The Mishnah taught us that every korban that is brought by an individual requires smicha, which means that the bialim, the owners of the korban, have to put their two hands leaned down with full force on top of the head of the animal. The only exception are the korbanos of Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach. And the Gemara is going to tell us that these three korbanos we would have learned from a Kal V'chomer from Shlomim that they should require smicha, just like Shlomim. And in the Parsha of Shlomim, there are three times the word korbanai listed, and that word korbanai is a miyut each time for Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach. Now, the Karen Oira explains to us that although normally smicha is associated with vidui bailim, that the owner confesses on the chet, if he brings a chattis, for example, or an ashem, he confesses on his aveira that he did, for which the korban is coming as a kapora, and that would not apply to Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach. However, since we also find smicha by shlomim, and by shlomim, it's not an inyan of vidui for a chet, it's a nedava that the individual is bringing, and there, when he makes smicha, he gives shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So since I find a concept of smicha associated not only with chet, but with giving, not only with vidui, but with giving shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so I would have made a kal v'chomer, as we'll see in the Gemara, for Pesach Meiser and Bechor, that they also should require smicha, and k'mashim lan, the three times korbanai in the Parsha, that they do not require smicha. Now, actually, if we look in Vayikra, Perek Gimel, at Revi'i, where the Parsha of Shlomim takes place, we find that there's actually a total of seven times the word Korbanai written. The Parsha of Shlomim is divided into three parts. The first part concerns bringing bakar, bringing cattle. The second part concerns the tzoin, the flock, and that itself is divided up into two parts. The first part is a kesev, a keves, a sheep, and the second part is an eiz, a goat. In the part of Shlomim that's associated with bokor, we find the word korbanai written twice, as the pasuk states, Perek Gimel pasuk aleph v'im zevach Shlomim korbanai. Im in abakar umakar vim zachar nekeva tomi akarven lefnei Hashem v'samach yodai al roish korbanoi. So we have two times by bakar the word korbanoi. When we come to the parsha of tzoin and we go into the section of the kesev, there it says v'im in atzoin korbanoi. That's one. Then in pasuk zayin it says v'im kesev umakar v'es korbanoi. That's two. And in pasuk ches v'samach es yodai al roish korbanoi. That's three. If we go then to the part about eiz, we find it listed twice. Vim eiz korbanoi, that's once. And then in there in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'samach es yadai al roishai. And the Pasuk continues in Pasuk Yud Dalet, V'hikriv mimenu korbanoi ishe l'ashem. So in the part of eiz, we have korbanoi written twice. That's a total of seven times, two by Bokar, three by Kesev, and two by Eiz. If we look at Rashi on the top of Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph, right at the top of the Amud, so Rashi says, Korbanai, the Tlas Korbanai Ksivi Binyana Deshlamim. There are three times mentioned the word Korbanai concerning Shlomim. Shloisha Minayu Dorshlu Hasim L'drosh Achrina. Three we find is learned out for a different drasha. Shloisha darsh hachem. We're going to darshan three here. So obviously, the first word in this rashi is a mistake. Because if we're starting out with tlas korbanik sivi binyana d'shlamim, we're starting out with three. How does Rashi go on to say that three are darshaned for other drushes, and three are darshaned here in our Gemara. Therefore, if we look in the Shita in Ois Vav and in the Masoras HaShas in Ois Zion, they're Gairis, the first word in Rashi, Shisha. There are six korbanos that are korbanoi that are written in the parsha of Shlamim. Three are darshan for other drushes, and the three here are darshan to be Mamayit, Pesach, Meiser, and Bechor. And later the Gemara is going to say that's an asmachta b'yam, and they're going to use it for three other drushes. The Pella L'chaira on this Rashi, even with the Masoras HaShas and the Shita, is that, as we've just seen, it's actually written seven times in the Parsha of Shlomim. I asked this question to Hagoyin Rav Belsky Shlita here at the OU, and he responded that the first mention of Korbanoi in the Parsha of Shlomim is not counted in this count here of how many Korbanos are written, because the first mentioned is an introductory phrase, Ve'im Zevach Shlomim Korbanoi. As opposed to bringing an oila or a chatas or an asham, the Torah is being magdim. What happens if he wants to bring a shlomim for his carbon? And then there are three portions, bokar, kesev, and eis, of what he's allowed to bring. And the Torah gives the tzivuyim. So concerning the commandments that the Torah gives in relationship to ve'im zevach shlomim korbanoi, there's only a total of six korbanoi. So the first one is a general statement if he's going to bring a shlomim, and therefore that korbanoi is not counted. Now, what exactly are the three korbanoi of the six that are used for our Gemara here? Here we have three different pshatim. The Rashi we just learned says that three are darshaned for other drushes, and three are used here in the Gemara. However, if we look in Rashi Ksav Yad on Tzadik Beis Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom, Rashi says, Shloisha Korbanois Ksivi Besmicha Beshlamim. So if we're going to focus on where the word Korbanoi is written in terms of smicha, then in fact it's just written three times. It's written once by Bokar, Vesamach, Yod Arosh Korbanoi, that's Perek Gimel Pasuk Beis. It's written again by the Kesev in Perek Gimel Pasuk Ches, Vesamach Es Yodoi Arosh Korbanoi. And finally, by the Eis, it's written Vesamach Es Yodoi Al Roishai. So it's written again three times. Now here, the word by smicha, by eis, it doesn't say the word korbanoi. We'll soon see in Tosfos that Roishai refers to korbanoi, and that's why it's also counted as korbanoi. But the focus, according to Rashi and the Ksav Yad, is where is the word smicha that we are dealing with over here in this Gemara for Pesach, Meiser, and Bechor, where is the miut of Korbanoi listed in Shlomim? It's listed concerning Vesamach Es Yodoi Al Korbanoi. However, if we look in the top Tosfos on Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph, Tosfos brings down a Pirush Bekuntres that we don't have neither in the Rashi on top of the Yomid nor the Rashi Ksav Yad. Says Tosfos, Pirush Bekuntres, the Tlas Korbanoi Ksivi B'Shlamim B'Vayikra. And what are they? The Im Minatzoin Korbanoi, that's one. Im Keves Umakrav Korbanoi, that's two. The Samach Yadoi Al Roish Korbanoi, that's three. So the three that Tosfos quotes in the name of Pirush Bekuntres are referring to the three that we find by the Keves. As we mentioned, there's only two by Bokar. One of them doesn't even count, as we said, that's the introductory korbanoi. So there's really only one by Bokar. There's three by Keves, and there's two by Eis. And therefore, the first shot that Tosfos brings from Rashi is that the three that are mentioned by Keves. Then Tosfos brings Toiris Kahana Mashma, Dar Korbanoi De Eis Koi. That, in fact, we're speaking about the Eis. V'hosim like Sivi Alatrei. So Tosfos points out, if you look, there's only two written by Eis. What are they? Vim Eis Korbanoi and Vehikar Vimenu Korbanoi. And then Taisa says, "V'shema v'samach yadoi al roishoi chashiv k'moy karbonoi." That the word roishoi, that's considered like karbonoi. So you have three. Comes out, we have three pshatim exactly what the three karbonois are. We have Rashi in the Ksavyad, it's referring to wherever it says v'samach. We have Toises b'shem pirusha kuntres, that it's referring to the second part of Shlomim, which is the keves, where it says b'feirush three times karbonoi, or the pshat in the Taurus kohanim, that we're mentioning the two karbonois by A's plus the one roishoi, which is considered like karbonoi, and therefore you have three karbonoi. Whatever the three karbonois actually are, we use them at the beginning of our Gemara to be memayit, Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach. Now that we have seen what the karbonois are, let's begin the sugya itself. Begins the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan. We are now up to nine lines from the bottom of the Amud. The Rabbanan have learned, karbonoi, the first karbonoi, v'loi ha-bechor is memayit bechor. She yachal, I would have thought, v'loi dinu, I have a kal v'chomer. Uma shlomim she'en kedushasan me'rechem, tunas micha. A shlomim is not kadosh from birth. Rather, the person who wants to donate it as a shlom has to be magdishit to the Beis HaMikdash. So it requires smicha. So b'chor shekedushasai mirechem. A b'chor, right when it's born, it's already kadosh. Ein adin shetun smicha. So it has a higher level of kedusha than shlomim. So for sure it should require smicha. Tamad loimer. That's why we have the first karbonoi. Karbonoi v'loi abachor. And now we come to the second karbonoi. V'loi meiser. V'mait meiser behema. Sheyachal, I would have thought. Again, we have a kal v'chomer from shlomim. V'loi dinu. Uma shlomim she'ein mekachin lifneim lachreim tunin smicha. By shlomim, there's only one korban that requires smicha, not any animal before it or any animal after it, and yet it requires smicha. Meiser, where we find she'em magdish lefonav lachrav, where it is possible by meiser behemoth to be magdish the one in front of the 10th animal and the one after the 10th animal, the 11th. And as Rashi brings down, this refers to when someone, by accident, when he was counting out the 10th one, that would be Meiser Behemah, he went 1, 2, 3, 4, and then when he came to the end, he said 8, and then by accident, instead of saying 9, he said on the 9th one, 10. And he said on the 10th one, 9. He mixed it up. So the halacha is that both the 10th one and the 9th one are kaddish. The 9th one doesn't have a full kedusha. It cannot be brought as the korban of Meiser Behemah, but it does have kedusha saguf. You can only eat it once it gets a mum, and then you're poyed it. And then it has a halacha of psulei hamikdashin. The 11th one, if he by accident called the 11th one 10, that also becomes kaddish, and that has all the dinim of Meiser Behema, which is, it'll need Tnufas Chaz of a Shaykh. It has all the dinim of a the Meiser Behema. Meiser Shemekadish Lefon of Lachav Einoi Din Shaton Smicha. So I would have thought that it should require Smicha as well, a Kal V'chomer from Shlomim, where you never have such a concept that the 9th and the 11th should have Kedusha. So the Kedusha of Meiser Behemah seems to be greater than Shlomim. So it for sure should require smicha. Talmud Loimer, that's why it said a second time, Karbonoi v'loi Meiser v'mamayit, that Meiser does not have smicha. And finally, the third Karbonoi, v'loi Pesach v'mamayit, Korban Pesach. Sheyachal, I would have thought, v'loi dinu, we have a kal v'chomer. Uma Shlomim she'einoi b'amoid v'avei, it's not a chayva by a Shlomim, it's a nedava. You don't have to bring it. Tune and smich, and yet it requires smich. So Pesach, Shehu Ba'amoid Vavei, where the Torah is mitzvah, every Jew that he asks me a Korban Pesach, Ein Adin Shaton Smich, so it has a higher Kedusha, so for sure it should require smich. Talmud Loimer, the Pesach says, Korbanoi, a third Korbanoi, V'loi Pesach, and it is Memayit Pesach. Ask the Gemara, Ikla Mifra, I can ask on all these three Kal V'chomers, a question, and that is, Ma'alish Shlomim Shekein Te'unim Nesachim Utenufas Chazav V'Shaik. We find a Chumra by Shlomim over Bechor Meiser and Pesach, that Shlomim requires Nesachim, libations to be brought with the Korban, and it requires the waving of the Chazav V'Shaik. Ma'ashenk and Bechor Meiser Pesach do not require Nesachim, do not require Tenufa Chazav V'Shaik. And if so, that's why Shlom has smicha. I don't need a miyut for Bechor Meiser and Pesach. I could just say that since they don't have the chumra of Shlomim, they don't require Nesachim and Tenufas Chazav V'Shaik, they don't receive smicha either. So the Gemara says, Einichanami, Kroya smachta bi'alma. The pasuk is just a remez, and the truth is that you would not be able to learn how to call V'Chaimer from Shlomim because Shlom has the chumra of Nesachim and Tenufas Chazav V'Shaik. Tysus, the second last Tysus, Divrei Maskil Ikla Mifrach, asks a question. Tema, we have learned before, in fact, we just had this, we learned it together on Daf Pei Beis Amid Beis, that there is a Pasuk that is makish all the Korbanos one to another. And that Pasuk is Zois HaTayra La'oilo La'mincho L'chatas La'ashem L'miluyim L'zevach HaShlamim. So I could learn out from the Hekish that just like Shlamim requires Smicha, Huadin, that, and Chattas requires, and Ashram requires Smicha, so Huadin, that, Bechor Meiser and Pesach, because Bechor Meiser, I learned out from another part of that Pasuk, which says, B'yoyim Tzavosai. That includes, the Gemara tells us, Bechor Meiser Pesach as well. So, for example, we learn out the Halacha that you cannot, have a Machshav of Loy Lishma, concerning these karbonas. So, just like we learn it, Lagabi, the psul of Loy Lishma, we can learn it that it requires smicha. And Tysus remains with a question. Rav Belsky Shlita wanted to suggest an answer that since one of the things that we're comparing this pasuk is Ula Mincha, and by Mincha there is no din of smicha, so Memel, I see that we cannot use this pasuk to be medama all the korbanos one to another legabe smicha, and that's why I couldn't learn it out from this hekesh. In the bottom Tysus asks Akasha, what does the Gemara have a question, a pircha, on the Kal V'Chaimer from Shlomim by saying that you know why Shlomim needs smicha? Because it requires Nesachim and Tenufas Chazav V'Shaik. I'll bring you Chattas and Asham that require smicha, and they don't have Nesachim and Tenufas Chazav V'Shaik. So I don't have a kasha on the Kal V'Chaimer. So my Kal V'Chaimer returns. So Tysus says, I have a different question on the Kal V'Chaimer, and that is that all these karbonos require a large amount of matan damim, of putting blood on the Mizbeach. They either need four times on each corner of the Mizbeach, or they need shtayim shein arba on two corners, which are equal to four corners. But the Bechor, Meiser, and Pesach only require one matana. So therefore, you know why all these other korbanos require smicha? They have a lot of matan damim merubah. They have a lot of matan damim, whereas the Bechor, Meiser, Pesach only have one time, and that's why they have a kula, and that's why they would not have smicha. So I don't need all these mi'utim, because of the question that Tysus is raising, and that's why the Gemara Maskana remains Kroy Asmachta Biyama. Ella continues the Gemara on Sada Gimel Amid Aleph Kroy Lamali. So what do I need all these Meutim of Karbonai? So we learn out three Limudim. The first one is Karbonai V'loy Karbon Chaveri, that I can't be a Shliach for my friend to make Smich on his Karbon. He has to make Smicha himself. The second halacha is korbanoi v'loy korbanoi v'kechavim, and not a korban of a goy. Tosfos on Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis asks the question: why do I need a separate miyut for a goy? It should be included in the first miyut, because since a goy can't enter into the azara, he has to, if he wants to be makar of a korban, send it through a Jew to be his shliach to bring it into the azara. So automatically, the Jew can't do the smicha because karbonai v'loy karbon chaveri. And in fact, later in the Gemara, we're going to see that there is a mandiyamar who learns out both dinim together. that korbanoi v'loi korban chaveri, and the same korbanoi is used for loi korbanoi v'kechavim. Why here does the Gemara need a separate korbanoi? And Tosis answers that were it not for the two korbanois, I would say that one would be able to make smicha for a goy. You know when you can't make smicha, that's only loi korban chaveri, because your friend could do smicha. He is able to do smicha, let him do it himself. Ma'ashein ken a goy who's not able to do the smicha because he can't enter into the Azara. I would have thought that there the Torah allowed a yid to make the smicha for him. That's why I need a second korbanoi, v'loi korbanoi v'kachav. And the third korbanoi is not a miyit, but it's a ribui. What is that? Korbanoi l'rabois kol bali korban l'smicha. That if you have a bunch of shutvim, you have five shutvim on a korban, all five have to make smicha. Rashi here in the Ksav Yad, there seems to be an error in Rashi. The second Rashi, Kol Bali Korban, Rashi says, at the end of the Rashi, Echot Soymech Allah V'loy Kulam, that only one does it and not all. That obviously is not correct. And in fact, if we look further in Rashi in the Ksav Yad, on Daf Tzadik Dalet Amud Aleph, there in the fifth line, on the Divri Amaska, Kol Bali Korban L'smicha, Rashi says, Kol HaChoivrin, all the partners, Soymchen. And that, of course, is the correct shot in our Gemara, that the Korbanoi is Marba, that when you have partners, as opposed to Tanufa, where the Allah is, that one does the Tanufa on behalf of all of them, here by Smicha, each one has to do the Smicha on his own. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Mishnah we learned, Hayayru Soymach, that if somebody yarshin a korban from his father, this son makes smicha, he's considered the bialim of the korban of his father who was nifter, who perished. Tani Rav Chanina kamei to Rava, yarish ain't a smicha. So he learned in front of Rava that yarish is not smicha, yarish ain't a meimer. Our Mishnah says that yarish, if he makes tmur, the tmur is chal. And here Rav Chanina learned in front of Rava that a yarish cannot do smicha and a yarish cannot affect tmura. Ask the Gemara of Anan Tanan, we learned Beferish in our Mishnah. On Daf Tzadik Bezom et Aleph, HaYoyresh Soymech Umevi Es Nesachav Umeimer, that the Yoyresh is Soymech, and he brings his Nesachim of his father, Umeimer, and he does Temura. Omar Lei, so Rav Chananya said to Rava, Ifchoi, should I change the wording of the Brisa because of the Mishnah? Should I say, instead of Yoyrish Einis Soymach, Yoyrish Einim Meimer, should I change it because of the Mishnah to read Yoyrish Soymach, Yoyrish Meimer? Omar Lei, so Rava responded, Loi, and the Bach puts in the word, Tzricha. That's not necessary. Why? Masnisin, or as we find in the Rashi on the top, in Divrei HaMaskil, Omar Lei Tzricha, the Masnita. Our Brisa, money is Rabbi Yehuda. The Brisa is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda argues on our Mishnah. The Sani we learned in a different Brisa, Yairish Soymach, Yairish Meimer. The Tanakhama holds that a Yairish does Smicha and a Yairish is Meimer. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, here we find Rabbi Yehuda disagreeing, and Rabbi Yehuda holds Yairish ain't a Soymach, Yairish ain't a Meimer. So the Brisa that you brought, Rav Chananya, that the Yairish ain't a Soymach, that's going like the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds Yairish ain't a Soymach, Yairish ain't a Meimer. My time at Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda? He learns out korbanoi v'loi korban aviv. The korbanoi that we had before by Shlomim, that is speaking to be memaye korban aviv. The Gemara later is going to explain how Rabbi Yehuda learns all the three korbanois. Obviously, we have a problem because if he uses one korbanoi v'loi korban aviv, how does he learn out the other lamudim, the three lamudim that we learned on the top of the Amid? We'll see that later in the Gemara. And now, that we've seen korbanoi v'loi korban aviv, we learn out v'yolif tchilas hegdish misayif hegdish. He learns the beginning of hegdish from the end of hegdish. What is considered the beginning of hegdish? That refers to tmura. Although we could look at tmura as being the end of hegdish because it's coming after tmura when I try to exchange the kedusha of one animal to another animal. The first animal was kaddish. The tmura is coming later, afterwards, at the end. And yet here the Gemara calls Tmura Tchilas Hegdish. The reason is because it is the beginning of the Kedusha of that animal. When you try to exchange the Kedusha, that imposes Kedusha not only on the original animal, but it imposes a new Kedusha from the beginning on the animal that you are now making Tzmura on. So that's called Tchilas Hegdish, as opposed to Smicha, that's called Soif Hegdish. Why is that called Soif Hegdish? So Rashi brings down the Tekev L'Smicha Shechita, as we're going to see in the next Mishnah, at the end of the next Mishnah, that Smicha has to follow right before Shechita. It says in the Torah together, v'samach and v'shachat, both have to be done together. In fact, we'll see in the next Mishnah where the smicha takes place is the same place in the Beis HaMikdash where the shechita takes place. Both take place together. So that's why, since it comes right before the shechita, that's called Soif Hegdish. So now that I've established Korban Oiv, Lor Korban Oviv, Legabi Soif Hegdish, Legabi Smicha, I learn out from Smicha, Tmur, Rama, Soif Hegdish, Yarishain, Soimich, just like the Soif Hegdish referring to Smicha, a Yarish is not Soimich, because we learn Korban Oiv, Lor Korban Oviv, after Tchilas Hegdish, same thing with the Tchilas Hegdish, by Tmura, Yarish, Einoi, Meimer, Virabonan. The Rabbanan disagree. They hold that a Yairish is Mamer, because they learn out a Ribui. Homer Yomer, the Rabbis is a Yairish. It says a double Lashon and Homer Yomer. That is to be Marba, a Yairish, that a Yairish is able to make Tmura. The Yalef, Saif Hegdish, Metchilis Hegdish. And now I learn out Smicha, which is the Saif Hegdish, from Tmura, which is considered, as we learned before, the Metchilis Hegdish. Now that I've established that a Yairish can make Tmura, I learned from that a Yairish can make Smicha. Ma Metchilis Hegdish, Yairish Meimer, Av Saif Hegdish, Yairish Soimach. V'Rabbanan, Hai Korbanoi, my Avdilei. They don't use Korbanoi for Veloi Korban Aviv, as Rabbi Yehuda did. What do they use Korbanoi for? Answers the Gemara, they use it for the three lemudim that we had at the top of the Yomid. Korbanoi v'loi korbanoi v'kechavim, korbanoi v'loi korban chaveroi, korbanoi l'rabis, kobali korban l'smicha. Now we have a problem with Rabbi Yehuda. Since Rabbi Yehuda uses up one of the korbanoi v'loi korban aviv, how does he learn out the three lemudim that we just had? For Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara gives two options. Either l'rabis kobali korban l'smicha leslei, he doesn't hold of that klal, that everyone who's a bala korban shutvim, each one has to make smicha. And what is the halacha? Toisus in Divrei Maskil Rabbis, the fourth Toisus on our Amid, brings down a apparent stira in Rashi's, because one Rashi says echad soimach al yidei kulon, that one does it for all, and that's what we have in the Rashi here in the Ksav Yad. Diksavar echad soimech lekulam. However, Tosis brings Rashi in Tmura daf Beis Amud Aleph. Pirish bekuntres deloy samchi klal, that in a case where no one is the complete owner, there shutvim, no one does smicha at all. So it's apparent stira in Rashi's. Continues the Gemara. So once he doesn't need a korbanoi for kol bali korban lesmicha, he has an extra korbanoi, veloi korban aviv. Ve'inami islei, and then the Gemara says an option, that even if Rebuta does hold of the klal, the kol bali korban lesmicha, he has no problem. Why? Because here we see Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is that you don't need, like Tosis and Daf Samach Aleph and Beis ask, what do you need to psukim for? You can learn out a goy that he can't make the yidah shlich for him from the same pasuk of korban oiv la korban chaver. In fact, Rabbi Yehuda holds like that both of these dinim are learned out from one korban oiv. Aishalei trei kroi. He has two psukim left over. Chad korban oiv la korban aviv. One, he learns out that a yoyrish does not do smicha. The idach la rabbis kol bali korban l'smicha. And the other one he will use to be marbe that all shutvin, all of them have to make smicha. Ask the Gemara, there's one thing left. Rabbi Yehuda, hi, homer, yomer, my avdilei. The Rabbanan held that this is marba, that a Yairish is maimer. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Yairish is not maimer. So what does he use this ribui of homer, yomer, for what? Mi boy alei the rabbis is a isha. He uses it to be marba, that a woman can make tmura. This sign we learned in the Braisa. Lafi shekol ha inyan kuli ani b'dabra el b'loshen zocher. The whole inyan of Tmura is speaking in terms of masculine, of a zocher. So how will I learn out that a woman is able to make tumura? Ma'aseifeinu l'rabbis ha'seisha, which the Rashi in the Ksav Yad explains, achar she'aseifeinu l'rabbis ha'seisha. In the end, we're going to be marben isha. She will do tumura. But if the whole parsha is written b'loshen zocher, it would seem only a zocher can make tumura. How am I, after all, going to be able to be marba a woman? Talmud loimer, hamer yamer, that's what Rabbi Yehuda uses, hamer yamer, to be marba that a woman can make tumura. V'rabbanan, the Rabbanan used hamer yamer for a yoyresh. So what, how do they know a woman? Darshi mi v'im. It says v'im homer yomer. It could have said im, if. What's the vav, the extra vav? From that I learn out to be marba a woman. V'rabbi Yehuda v'im loy darshi. He doesn't use this limit of an extra vav to be marba a woman. He learns homer yomer to be marba a woman. Toysus and divrei maskel. Lefish kol einin kulei anamadabra of loshen zocher has a problem that he says in many places we need a beferish apostolic to be made a woman. We know that the hishva ish l'isha l'chol oinshim shebatara, that a woman and a man are equal for all oinshim, because they're chayav in all lavim like a woman. A woman's chayav in all mitzvahs like a man. They're only potter if by mitzvah seishas man grama, or where there's a beferish amid. So we see the fact that the Torah is written b'loshen zocher doesn't exclude that a woman has this chiyuv. Why here by tumura does the Gemara think that since it's written b'loshen zocher, I would think a woman is not able to make tumura? And Tosfos answers that the Gemara tells us in Masechta Tumura, Daf Beis Amud Beis, the answer to this question, that tumura is different than other lavin. Tumura is a lav she'ein shav b'kol. We find there is no halacha of tumura by shutfin or by a tzibur. And therefore, I would have thought that since here the Torah is limited in who the Torah included in the lav of tumura, I would say perhaps in this lav, a woman is not hishva ishluch, she is also excluded. Therefore, I needed either a ribui of homer yomer, or I need the ribui of v'im. Continues the next Mishnah. Hakol soimchen. Everyone is soimach. In fact, after we learn this klalo that everyone does smicha, the Gemara is going to list many exceptions to the rule. And then you have to wonder, what is hakol adding? If there's so many people who are not, who do not do smicha, or maybe even they'll be usher to do smicha, because if you're potter from doing it, and you're mishtamesh with an animal when you're potter from doing smicha, and you're putting all your force on that animal, you're mishtamesh bekachim. That itself is an avera. So what do we marbut akol soimchen? So Tosfos brings down in Divrei Maskil akol soimchen, the second and last Tosfos on the Amud, that in Masechta Erechin Daf Beis Amud Aleph, we say that akol is marba a yoyrish. And Tosfos has a problem with this, because we've already learned in the last Mishnah on Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph that a yoyrish is soimech. So why do we have to add it here with hakol soimchen to include a yoyrish? And the same difficulty will be concerning tumura, because in the beginning of Masechta the tumura it says hakol mamirin, that everyone can do tumura, and the Gemara says who's that hakol marba? It's marba yoyrish, and not like Rabbi Yehuda holds yoyrish and a maimer. And we just learned in the Mishnah before that a yoyrish is maimer. So why do we need that Mishnah in tumura to say hakol to be marba a yoyrish? So Tosfos answers that's the derech in Shas. That if you don't have to give an extra bava, Tosfos says, an extra case, all you're doing is adding one word. So if you're speaking about smicha anyway, and you just have to add one word as a remez that there's someone that we have to add, that's a yoyrish. A yoyrish is also soimach, a yoyrish is also maimer, and you're not putting in a whole extra case, that's the derech hashas, that they will use the word akol to be marba a yoyrish. Now let us see the exceptions. Chutz, Micher Rishayt of a cotton. They're not considered B'nai Deya, and therefore they're not obligated in Smicha. V'suma, a blind person. We'll see in the Gemara why Suma is potter from Sumicha. V'oivik Kechavim, V'o'evet, V'ashliach. And we'll see all this on Amud Beis, how they're Nismayit from Smicha. V'ha'isha, and a woman is also not obligated in Smicha. And we'll learn the limit for this as well in the Gemara. And then the Mishnah continues. Usmicha shiari mitzvah. Smicha is considered the remnants of a mitzvah. In other words, if somebody brought a korban and did not do smicha, he will still receive kapara. Exactly the level of his kapara we will see on Amud Beis. The main thing is that the dam is Nizrak. If the dam is Nizrak, then he receives Kapora. And where does he have to make smicha ala roish, on the head, bebeis yudayim, with his two hands, ubemakim shesayim kon shaychden, in the place where smicha is done, in that very same area of the Beis HaMikdash, that's where the shechita takes place. V'tekev l'smicha shechita, and right away, when a person does smicha, right afterwards he does shechita. The Gemara and Amid Beis will wonder, why didn't we just say the last case, and we'll know the previous. Why do we have to have two parts of the Mishnah here? It could have said, take of the smicha shechita. There's no interruption. If there's no interruption, so obviously, b'makom shesayim chen shaychten, that you have to do it in the same place. So the Gemara will answer this on Amud Beis. Begins the Gemara. I understand why Chereshayt v'katan do not do smicha because they don't have das. But I also understand because it says in the pasuk b'nei Yisrael soimchen ve'ein oivikachavim soimchen, that b'nei Yisrael do smicha and not a goy. And we shouldn't wonder why on the top line of this amud it said korbanoi v'loy korbanoi v'kachavim. So now it seems that we have two limudim for the same thing, one from korbanoi and one from b'nei Yisrael and not oivikachavim. The answer is the one that we just learned b'nei Yisrael soimchen ve'ein oivikachavim soimchen, that is a limit on the goy himself, that he himself cannot do smicha. And on the top of the amud, that's a limit that a yid cannot be a shliach for the goy to do the smicha on his behalf. In the case of a goy, the goy does not do smicha or a yisrael for him. Now the Gemara asks, El Asuma my time aloi, Asuma has das. If Asuma has das, and he's a Jew, so why should he be nismaya that he shouldn't do smicha? So the Gemara says, Rav Chizkiya Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi. We have a machloek between Rav Chizkiya and Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi. Chad omer asiya smicha smicha mezikne. The one says that we learned this out from Exer Shava, from smicha that's written by the Parhelm Dover Shel Tzibur, that the Samchu Zikne Eida, that the Zikne Eida should make smicha. And Rashi brings down that we, in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, it tells us that the Zikanim, referring to the Sanhedrin, they could not have someone who was blind. Either we learn it out from a limud from Negoyim, or Kishem Shebezdin Minukim Betzedek Kach Minukim Imum. Just like Bezdin has to be pure from any injustice, so too they have to be pure from any blemish. Dichsiv Klach Yafer Rayasi Umum Einbach, referring to the Sanhedrin, the members of the Sanhedrin could not have any mum. Therefore, they couldn't be blind. So, since we see from the Ziknia Eda that the smicha that they did were people, the ones who were doing the smicha had their vision, they weren't blind. From that smicha, I will learn out to smicha b'chol atar kula, even by korban yachid, that the person who's doing the smicha can't be blind. V'chad omar, and one of these manda amram, either it was Reb Chizda or Reb Yitzchak Rav Deimi, he had a different exereshava, asya smicha smicha me oilas ria. He learned out smicha from oilas ria. By oilas ria, we learn out the bottom Rashi, the last line of Rashi says, from the limud of yira yeroa, that a person who comes to see Hashem has to be seen by Hashem. So the person has to be seen by Hashem, and just like Hashem sees the person has to see Hashem. Otherwise, he's potter from the oilas ria. So a blind person is not chayv in oilas ria. So he doesn't do smicha. So just like a blind person doesn't do smicha by oilas ria, hu adin by all other korbanos yachid concerning smicha, a blind person will not do it. And on Amud Beis, we're going to see that Oilas Ria, which is a Chayva, is learnt out from Oilas Nadava. And by Oilas Nadava, it says that an Oilas Nadava requires Smicha. And I learn out that Oilas Ria requires Smicha as well. Because in the Parsh of Oilas Ria, it doesn't say Beferish that there is Smicha. So Toisvis on Amud Beis, in Divri Amaskel, in the middle of the Amud, Yolif Me'olus Ria, so Taisus asks that we know that by Kachim, there's a halacha that you don't have a lamed from a lamed. You can't have a three-step limud. I learn out item number 2 from item number 1, and then I learn out item number 3 from item number 2. Taisa says, Afal gav de oilus ria gufam oilus nadova gomra kirbisamach, the kaimel on the dover halamed behekish, ein chayzum lamed gzeirishava. We're going to learn out oilus ria from oilus nadova by a hekish, and you cannot then learn out gzeirishava. So how can we make gzeirishava from a korban yachid of smicha to oilus ria of smicha when oilus ria of smicha we learn out from oilus nadova? Hani mili answers Taisa, heichad yalafahi mil segufa. If we're learning this very limud, if I would be learning out oilas nedava from oilas ria from oilas nedava that a suma can't do smicha, and then I would learn out korban yachid from oilas ria, then you'd be right. But avol hacha yafin and oilas chayva de tuuna smicha may oilas nedava. What am I learning out? I'm learning out oilas ria, which is a chayva. How do you know an oilas chayva requires smicha? That I learn out, as we're going to see in the Gemara in Amid Beis, from Oilus Riyah, through a Hekish of the Torah. Once I've established that Oilus Riyah requires smicha, and of course, an Asuma is not chayiv in Oilus Riyah, so Asuma is not doing the smicha, so then I can learn out Gzeirah Shava, V'hadar Gamrin, and Suma Deloy. Then I learn out a separate limud. It's not the same limud learned twice. It's two separate limudim. The first is to teach you that Oilus Riyah needs smicha. Then obviously it comes out Asuma doesn't do that smicha, and then I learn out all other karbonos yachid that Asuma does not do smicha from oilas re'iyah, and that's not a chsorn of a lamed from a lamed. Ask the Gemara, ulamandi amar me oilas re'iyah, my timely olaf min zikne eda. Why did he not learn it? In fact, from the limud of V'samach from Zikne Eid, as we turn to Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis, the answer is Donan Yachid Miyachid Vein Donan Yachid Mitzibur. We learn out a Korban Yachid from Oilus Riyah, which is also a Korban Yachid. We don't learn out a Korban Yachid, according to him, from the Par Helam Davishal Tzibur, which is a Tzibur Korban. Then the Gemara asked the reverse. Ulaman di yolof mi zikne eda my time ala yolof mi oilus ria. The one who learned out from zikne eda, why did he not learn it out from oilus ria? The answer is, because as we just mentioned, by oilus ria doesn't say smicha beferish. He would rather learn it out from a place where it says smicha beferish, which is the zikne eda. Don en midi dixiv be smicha begufei, mi midi dixiv be smicha begufei. It says v'samach smicha by a korban yachid. It says by the zikni eda v'samchu. So it says a beferish lafuke oilus ria dehi gufam oilus nadava gamra. An oilus ria, which is an oilus chayva, is learnt out from an oilus nadava. The tani tana kamed Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abba, a tana learnt in front of Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abba. It says vayakrev esoila vayaseo kamishbat. That this is speaking about. This is speaking about by Aaron HaKohen, and it was at the end of the Mayam Miluyim when they had the inauguration of the Mishkan, and he was to bring this oila, and he should do it like its law. What is that referring to? Kamishbat. Kamishbat oilas nedava limit al oilas chayva should do nesmicha. So by Aaron, it was an oilas chayva. He was told by Hashem to bring that oila. He had to do it like the din by a oilas nedava. So we learn out an oilas chayva, an oilas nedava. Just like an oilas nedava requires smicha, huadin this korban by Aaron, and huadin from this hekish, I learn out to every oilas chayva, including an oilas ria, that an oilas ria requires smicha. So the Mandi Yomer who'd rather learn out from Zikneida, he says, I want to learn out from something which has smicha beferish. I don't want to learn out from something where it is not written beferish, and that is the case of Oilus Riyah, which is learned by Oilus Nadava from Oilus Nadava, and it doesn't say smicha by Oilus Riyah beferish. Continues the Gemara to explain in the next part of the Mishnah. An Eved Vashlich Vayisha, do not do smicha. Tana Rabbanan. How do you learn this out? Because the pasuk says yadoi, and the Rashi Niksav says that if you look at the psukim by Shlomim, it says three times the word yadoi. It says by Bokor v'samach yadoi al Rosh Karbanai. It says by keves v'samach es yodoy al roish karbonoi. It says by eis v'samach es yodoy al roishay. So it says three times yodoy. I learn out yodoy v'lo yad avdoy, yodoy v'lo yad shluchoy, yodoy v'lo yad ishtoy. Now, on yodoy v'lo yad shluchoy, l'chayra Rashi in the ksav yad asks a question. Why do you need this limit? We already learned it on Amud Aleph. It says karbonoi v'lo karbon chaveray. And Rashi answers, if it would be only from that pasuk, I would think that that's speaking about if your friend didn't know that you're doing it for him. But if he made you a shliach, it was with his knowledge, I would think that maybe over there he could be your shliach. That's why I need a second pasuk of yodoy v'lo yad shluchoy. I need the pasuk korbanoi, that if he didn't know, I need the pasuk of yodoy, even if he made you into a shliach. Now we have the pasuk, a third miyut, yodoy v'loy yad ishtoy. So Tosfos in Divrei HaMaskil, yodoy v'loy yad ishtoy, asks the question, we just learned on Amud Aleph, b'nei Yisrael, soimchois, and to mayit nashim from smicha, which is similar. We didn't have that lashon by a woman. There we had it legabi akum and Amud Aleph. But the Gemara elsewhere learns out that a woman doesn't have smicha because it says b'nei Yisrael amute nashim. So why do we need this limit over here? So Taisa said, if it would be from there alone, I would think that's if a woman brought her own korban. But over here it's speaking about where she did it on behalf of her husband for her husband's korban. And we would think that she is kigufe. She's like her husband, ishta kigufoi. So maybe it is as if her husband did the smich on his korban. On that I need a pasuk, yad v'layad ishtoi. However, Tosfos asks another question here, and that is, why do we need a pasuk b'chlal to remind women from smicha? Why isn't it considered a mitzvah seisha zman grama, which women are potter? Because since the halacha is that the shechita of a korban can be made only after the korban tamid in the morning. All korbanos have to be brought after the korban tamid. And we learned out that tekev l'smicha shechita. And there's a shiloh whether that's an asmachta or it's a deraisa. Tosfos is going according to the shitas that hold that tekev l'smicha shechita is a deraisa. So if so, if the shechita has to take place in the day, and Tosfos brings another pasuk which says b'yoyim zivchachem, and we learn out the Gemara Megillah of Chafam Abayz learns out kol ayoyim kosher l'smicha u'l'shechita. And smicha is ishkis to shechita, as it says, v'shachat v'samach. So if shechita is during the day, then the smicha has to be right away with the shechita in the day. So it's a mitzvah seishas mangrama. So that's why women are potter. And once they're potter, as we mentioned earlier in this year, that in fact it becomes usher for them to do smicha because they're leaning down with all their might with their two hands on the animal. They're being mishtamish. So if it's a mitzvah, there's no iser. But if you're potter, then you're being mishtamish in a korban for no reason. That is an iser. So we don't need any other miut. There is a very nice teretz in the Sefer Birchas HaZevach, and he says that although Tosfos here remains with a question, but based on what Tosfos says in a few places in Shas, that a woman is allowed to do a mitzvah seishas man grama. She's potter, but if she wants to do it, she can do it. It's a kiyum mitzvah. It's considered as if she did a mitzvah. And she's even, the Rabbeinu Tam says, she can even say, asher kirishanu mitzvoisov etzivanu, because she's referring to Klal Yisrael. You Hashem commanded Klal Yisrael to do this mitzvah. So therefore, I need a miyut, because if it wouldn't be for the miyut, I would say that if a woman would do this smicha, then it wouldn't be mishtamish b'kachim. Because since she's mekayim a mitzvah, then there's no iser of using kachim. It's only if she's potter and she doesn't get a kiyum mitzvah. But Tosfos shita is that she does get a kiyum mitzvah even if she voluntarily does it. And therefore, I need a special miyut that B'nei Yisrael Saimchen and not B'nei Yisrael. I need the pasuk here, Yadu V'loyad Ishtoi, because otherwise I would say a woman would have been able to do smicha. Ask the Gemara, Kol Hani Lamali, why do I need three Yadais to be Mamayit? Evet Shlich and Isha. Shrichi, you need it. Ikas Rachman Achad, if it would only say one Yadai Havamin, I would have thought, Lemute Evet, the Lav Bar Mitzvahs. That's Mamayit and Evet who's not Chayv and Mitzvahs. Avol Shlich, the Bar Mitzvah. But the Shlich is a person Chayv in all Mitzvahs. Ushluchi Shalom Kamoy, say, and we have a rule that if you send a Shlich, it's like you're doing it yourself. Amalismach. I would say a Shlich could make the Smicha. Kamash Malani can't. V'yashmin hani tarti. If it would tell me Eved and Shliach, I would say the Lavki Gufidami. They are not like the person himself. Aval Ishtek Gufidami. We have a rule that Ishtek Gufi, a woman, his wife, is like the person himself. Amatism, maybe she could do it on behalf of her husband. It will be considered as if her husband did it. Tzricha, you need the third Yodai that a woman can't do it even for her husband, even if Ishtek Gufi. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Mishnah. We learn smicha shiari mitzvah. Tana Rabbanan, v'samach v'nirtzeh. The Pasuk says, you do smicha, and you get kapora. Ask the Gemara, v'chis smicha mechaperes? Is the smicha mechaper v'aloya ein kaporel b'dam? It's the zrikas adam that's mechaper. Shenemar, as the Pasuk states, ki adam hu b'nefesh yichaper. El loimer loch, this teaches you, shem also al smicha shiari mitzvah, that if the person did not do the smicha, he treated it as something extra, and he only did this, only the zrika was done. So does he get kapor or not? Ma'alu lavakosif kilu loikiper v'kiper. The Torah considers it as if he didn't get kapor and he did get kapor. What do these words mean? So in Zvachim, one shita holds at the beginning of Mitzvah Zvachim, this means that yes, he got kiper kapor for the aveira that he is bringing the korban for, because he did his rikas adam, that's mechaperim. But loy kiper, he didn't get kapor for what he's missing in this mitzvah. He's missing in this mitzvah smicha. For that itself, he needs kapor. That's one shot. Here in Menachos, we have a difference of opinion between Rashi and Rashi and Iksavyat. Rashi Niksav Yad on Divri Maskel Ki Ilu Lai Keeper says Ki Ilu Lai Keeper Mina Mufchar, but the Keeper Kapara Koldehu the Kapara Bedam, he gets a Kapara, but it's not a Kapara Mina Mufchar because he's missing the Smicha. However, Rashi on the top of the Yomit says no Keeper Ki Ilu Lai Asa Mitzvah Mina Mufchar Kedeshiv Samach Venitzvah Filohachi Keeper the Kapara Bedam. So from Rashi on top is Mashma that he gets a complete Kapara, but he didn't do the mitzvah min hamufchar. But as far as kapora goes, since he had the dam, he has a complete kapora. Seems to be a machloikas here, Rashi and Rashi Ksavyad, exactly what the Gemara means of loy keeper v'keeper. Continues the Gemara. V'tani gabi tnufa, ki hai gavne, we learned a similar halacha by tnufa. The Pasuk states, l'tnufa l'chaper. And we have the same question. V'chi tnufa, the waving mechaper as well, ain't kapor el b'dam. The kapor is with the zrikas adam. Shenamer ki adam u'benefesh y'chaper. El'loimerloch, shem also l'tnufa shiari mitzvah. He made the tnufa as a leftover remnant of the mitzvah. In other words, he didn't do it. He only did the tnufa. Ma'alo lovakosav kilu l'keeper v'keeper. And the same pshatim as we had before by smicha in these words of loy keeper the keeper. Then the Mishnah said he asked to do the smicha al horoish on the head. Tana Rabbanan. It says now we're going to learn out from the word roish, which is written several times. And here Rashi Niksav Yad says ksivei tuva ba ba'oilo ushlam v'chatas. We find it mentioned very often by Oila Shlom and Chattis, the word Roish. The first pasuk says, Yodai al HaRoish, v'lo Yodai al HaTzaver. And not on the neck, meaning not the back of the neck, but the underside of the neck, the throat, you can't do smicha there. Yodai al HaRoish, another Yodai, v'lo Yodai al HaGabayim, not on the back. Yodai al HaRoish, another Roish, v'lo Yodai al HaChaza, and not Yodai on the breast. Kol Hani Lamli, what do I need these three roishes for? Tzrich, you need them. If you'd only have one, you wouldn't be able to learn the other. Why? The Ikaz Rechman Achad, if it would have only said one time roish, I would say Lemutei Tzavr. That is Mimai at the throat. The Loi Koi Bahari Roisha. It's not in line with the head. It's underneath that. It's not on the same horizontal plane as the head. Avil Gaboy, but the back, the Koi Lahari Roisha. But it's on an animal that's bent down, so the back and the head are on the same level. Emoloi, I would think that we're not memai at the back. He could do smicha on the back. Tricha, I need the word roishoi, that back is no good. Viash meaning on a tray, if it would say these two meaning the back and the throat, mishum delay srabil tnufa. Because we don't find anywhere that they are used for tnufa. You don't wave these parts of the animal. Aval chaza. But the breast is srabil tnufa. It is part of tnufa process, which is chaza. And shoik emoloi, I would say that the chaza is not nismayit from smicha. Smicha would work on the breast. Tzricha, therefore, I need the pasuk of roish and not the chaza. Iboil, we had a question. Yodel, let's start him out. What about on the side of the head? Does it have to be on top of the head, or what about the side? Toshma, come in here. This sign we learned. Abba Birer, which is a name. Berebi, the son of Reb Lezer ben Yaakov. Oimer, Yodel al roish of lo Yodel, let's start him. The hands have to be on the head and not on the side of the head. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, matlis ma'u shetachot. What happens if he has his hand in a cloth and there's a separation between his hand and the cloth? Is that a kosher smich or not? Toshma, we learned, bovad shleitei dover choytzes beni lebeni zevek. As long as there's nothing in between, interfering a chatzitza between his hands and the korban. So yes, the cloth would be a chatzitza and he would not be yoytze smicha in this manner. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Mishnah. It said, "Ubishtei yadayim." He has to use his two hands. Binanimili, how do you know you have to use two hands? Maybe one hand is good enough for smicha. Amar Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish said, the Amar Kora Pasuk said, "V'samach aron ishtei yadav." Even though we read it, his two hands, plural, ksiv yadoi. It's written, yadalid vav, without the second yud. Uksiv shtei, and it says two. So Zebana'a, from here we learn out that kol makom shenemar yadoi, even when it's pronounced yadoi. Here we have shtei yadav, it's pronounced yadav, plural, it's only written yadoi. But once we see that yud dalet vav can mean two, then whenever it says yud dalet vav, even if it's read yadoi, harekan shnayim, we consider it two. Achi yifra lacha kosev achas, until the Torah says yadoi achas, otherwise it means two. This was how Rish Lakish figured out that the Samach Aron Eshtei Yadav refers to two hands. Ozel Rablazer went, Amra Lahashmites, he said the same halacha, the same drush, Bebei Midrash in the Beis Medrash. But he made a mistake. V'loi Amra Mishmeid Rish Lakish. You have to say a thing b'shem Amri. He did not say it in the name of Rish Lakish. Shamar Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish heard that Rablazer had said over this drusha, and he didn't say it in his name. V'ikpad. He was angry. He was upset that Rablazer didn't say it in his name. Now, the Tzfas Emes explains that Rablazer made the same drusha as Rish Lakish, and therefore he didn't feel that he has to say it. However, Rish Lakish is going to show, explains the Tzfas Emes, that although you made the drasha, but you were missing something. You didn't understand the drasha to the nth degree. I'm going to show you that you needed me to explain, and therefore you should have said it, b'shem Amra, you still should have said it in my name. Amar Lei, so Rish Lakish asks Rab Lazer the following question. Isal Kedat, if you're going to think that Kol Hechel Iksiv Yodoy Tartin, wherever it says Yodal Dvov, although it's missing the second Yud, it means two. I have a tremendous question. Not one question, I have 24 questions. Lama li lemichtav Yodav Yodav. Why do we find all over that it's written out with the second Yud? It should just write, the Torah should have written Yodal Dvov, and according to you, Yodal Dvov always means two. And Ikshle Esrim Vidal Yodav, he asked him 24 words of Yodav in the whole Torah to prove his point. And the Gemara enumerates a few of them. It says Yodav to Vienna, Yodav Ravloi, it says by Yaakov with Menashe and Ephraim, Sikel Es Yodav, when Yaakov switched his right and his left hands by Menashe and Ephraim. And all these places, it says Yod Dalid, Yod Vav. According to you, it should have said Yudal Vav, and I know it means two ishtik. So Rab Lazer didn't know what to answer. Labasir Dinach Daite, when Rish Lakish proved his point that Rab Lazer should have said it over in his name, so he calmed down. Omar Lei, so Rish Lakish said to Rab Lazer, my time will I tamely Yod of the Smicha Kamri. Why didn't you answer my 24 questions by telling me I was referring to the hand when it refers to smicha? I'm not bothered with all those questions that you brought because einachanami. In the chola tarakula, you need your dalid yud vav to mean two. I was merely speaking when we find the word yud dalid vav pertaining to smicha, that from there I learned from the samach arnish de yodoy that that means two. But if it's not about smicha, this rule doesn't apply. So Rabbi Lazar said, you know why I didn't answer you that? Because it's not a good answer. Why? Because b'smicha namikse v'yismach es yodov olav. When Moshe gave smicha to Yeshua, it says he placed his hands on Yeshua. And there it says yud dal yud vav, even though it's speaking about smicha. So you see the rule of yud dal yud vav equals two is not a good rule, because otherwise why did it have to say over there yud dal yud vav? It could have said yud dal yud vav and we would have known it's two. He commanded him. So Rish Lakish says, no, you still didn't get it. Smicha de behema kamri. We have to focus this limud, this binyan av, not b'chol ha'tayra, and not even by smicha. We're only speaking about smicha by an animal. You're bringing me a raya from Moshe and Yeshua. Those are people. Einach nami there, the rule doesn't apply either. There you have to spell out yud, dalid, yud, vav. But wherever you're speaking about a smicha of an animal, there I learn out from the pasuk of Samach Aharon Shnei Yodav, that even though it's spelled yud, dalid, vav, that it means two. And there you have a good rule of Chol HaTorah. So I'm proving to you that when you said it over, you should have said it over in my name, because it was only I who understood the limud to the maximum that it was intended to be. Continues the Gemara to explain the last part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah stated two clauses, and we don't know why we need both clauses. Ubamokam shesoyim b'chim shaychten. The same place makes smicha, there you make shchita. And then, as the Shita puts in here, Vav, v'tekev l'smicha shchita, my kamar, which means, Gemara is asking, what's he saying? What do you need these two? Just give me the last phrase, v'tekev l'smicha shchita, say that smicha has to be done right before shchita, so obviously, b'makar shaychten. So the Gemara answers, hachi kamar, this is what he meant to say. I'm telling you a rule, b'makar shesayim kan shaychten. You have to do smicha in the same place that you do shchita. You have to do shchita where you did the smicha. You know why? Because shetei kevel smicha shchita. That's in the sinas tam. It's a reason. The reason you have to do smicha and shchita in the same place is because there's a halacha that there can't be any interruption between the smicha and the shchita. Right away, smicha has to precede the shchita. So therefore, that's the reason for the first halacha of b'makom shesaymchen shaychten.